One from Lake Street Dive, and that was from a fun album of covers they did, and it's actually called Fun Machine. That was from back in 2012. And we also heard from Mama Stolen Horses from their latest release. It's 2 o'clock. This is KUMD, Duluth Public Radio, streaming online at KUMD.org. I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are welcoming back to our studios a duo based in Seattle. And they are a husband and wife, and they go by the name Sunday and Mr. Gessel. And their real names, in case you want to know, are Kate Voss and Jason Gessel. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Oh, nice to have you back. I do not... All right, the mic's not... All right. Yeah, maybe try the other mic.
Hi, thanks for having
us. Okay, now I can hear you.
This one.
Well, it is lovely to have you back. You're playing at the Spirit Room in Superior tonight from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
And you have a new album that we'll be talking about. It's called When You're Smiling, which came out... When did that come out?
Just this last March, so...
Okay, so just a couple months ago, a few months ago. Great. Well, let's have you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat about that. What do you want to start with?
We're going to start with an original tune. We wrote this actually while we were on tour. This is called Darlene. Darlene, oh darling, you better pack your things and go, darling. You're so mean to me. No, you can't stay one more night, darling. Well, every time you say you're sorry, and then you sweep me off my feet. But then you go, and when I try to call, your phone just rings and rings, darling. Oh, oh, darling. Okay, I'll give you one more chance, my sweet darling. Sunday and Mr. Gessel live from Studio A, and a tune that they wrote, an original, called Darlene. And it doesn't appear on your new album When You're Smiling, but it sure could. It fits right in there. Yeah, we tried to write it kind of in the style of vintage jazz, what we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an opportunity on this tour to record straight to vinyl in a recording studio in Brooklyn. And so we thought, hey, let's do some original material, and this song kind of just came out. So
great. And I did get these other the other mics working, so Jason, you are welcome to chime in at any time.
All right.
So tell me about that. And did you have some originals in the pocket? Do you write a lot of originals to go along with it?
We have a few original songs. And this one, this year we started. I guess we're inspired to write a lot more. So when Least of All Records got a hold of us from Brooklyn and asked us to come in and do a single 45, we decided to do two originals. We did one of my ballads and then Darlene, which Kate wrote. And it just came out on 45 only. So it was a pre-sale, pre-release only, and we did 28 copies of that.
Wow, very special.
Yeah.
And sold them for $1,000 a piece?
It was $25 a record, and the record came with one song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. And you sold those on tour?
Yeah, it was a pre-sale thing. So fans of ours would had to order them before we did the record. And the way the studio works over there is you go in and you cut each record separately. So you do a separate take per record. So we play live to vinyl. So we dedicated the song to whoever ordered it.
Nice.
Yeah, so we have a special dedication actually on the vinyl itself.
Wait, so each one is done separately. So you perform the song 28 times.
Yep.
Yeah, one of a kind for each cut.
Wow, yep. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we slip up a word or a chord, it's ingrained in that vinyl forever.
Wow. That's really fun. And that's something they just contacted you about?
Yeah, they saw that we were on tour. We had 3 shows in New York. I think that's how they heard of us.
Mm-hmm.
And invited us in to do it. So we spent about it took about 3.5 hours to do the songs 28 times.
Wow. that must have been a very interesting experience to do the same song over and over again.
They had it set up just like Sun Records. So it was kind of like when Elvis went in and did his hit single. They had the same vinyl length, same microphone, a lot of the same preamps, and they're trying to do what Sun Records did back in the 50s.
Wow. That must have just been a thrill to get to do that.
It was really cool.
Wow. That is really special. Well, so since you were last here, you recorded another album. Mm-hmm. And as usual, it has a really nice variety of tunes on it, even though they kind of have a similar feel, similar sound. They come from different places. Like there's a Cuban song, that Cuban song perhaps that people may have heard before. Sometimes it's Quizás. And, you know, some very familiar songs, but then other ones that might not be familiar.
Yeah.
You have a Sonny Bono cover that Cher and Nancy Sinatra both sang Bang Bang.
Yeah,
so lots of different stuff on here.
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting little tidbit, when we put this all together and started, you know, paying for the licensing for these songs on the album, we found out that Gordon Jenkins, who originally wrote Crescent City Blues, who people often mistake for Folsom Prison Blues because, Johnny Cash kind of stole it. Anyways.
I was wondering about that as I was listening and hearing the lyrics. I'm like, this is familiar, but not exactly the same as what I've heard.
They settled out of court after the fact. But the interesting thing is that Gordon Jenkins was actually the first person to sing Quizás in English.
Really?
So we were like, what? This is such a weird... Tying the whole thing together.
Connection, so. Yeah. Interesting. Well, and last time you were here, we talked a little bit about how you pick the kinds of the songs that you do. And some of it has to do, Jason, with your guitar and what you can, you know, with this two-person setup, what you are able to convey with the guitar. And plus, you both just like stuff from the 30s.
Yeah, we love it. Yeah, this time around, I incorporated the loop pedal. So you'll be hearing two of me going at times, which I didn't do last time around. So trying to get more of a Les Paul and Mary Ford thing going this time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Tell me more about that. Tell me about Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Les Paul and Mary Ford are big inspirations of the music that we do and kind of the life that we live. They toured a lot and recorded most of their stuff out of bed and breakfasts across the United States and made, you know, as everybody knows, a lot of number one hits back in the 50s. But Les Paul invented looping, so he would actually loop his guitar and add lines to it. He also had Mary Ford do tons of vocal layers. So we don't have any harmonies live, but on our new record, Kate layers a bunch of vocals on there to get that fuller sound.
I was wondering about that because I heard female vocals in the background and I'm scanning the liner notes. I'm like, there are no female voices on here. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it was a really, really fun project to work on and we're just so proud of it.
So you did the looping and the backing vocals. Anything else that was different with this album?
We had two friends of ours that are percussionists, drummers, come in and do a little bit of percussion. So perhaps has some percussion on it. And then our good friend Adrian, who we play with a lot when we have a bigger band in Seattle, came in and did just some snare with brushes along with it just to give it a little more oomph.
Which fits perfectly. Your style doesn't without overshadowing anything.
Yeah.
Well, and you've been touring a bit in the last year, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Or last couple. I guess it's been a couple of years since... since you've been here.
So. Yeah. And this tour, our first show was on April 4th, and we still have another month yet on the road, month or so, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So this has been our longest tour yet, 12 weeks on the road with 61 shows. So
in 17 states.
Wow. New? Have you broken any new ground for yourselves, or is it places you've been before?
Yeah, a bunch of new ground.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. It's been really, really great experience so far.
Yeah.
And we haven't killed each other, so it's a plus.
That is definitely a plus when it's just the two of you in closed spaces for long periods of time, for sure.
Yeah.
You have a video out it's the title tune actually from this album, When You're Smiling, and it's, I watched it this morning and it's very cute.
Wow. Yeah, that was fun.
So one aspect of this band is to go along with the vintage sound that they have, you tend to wear vintage clothes, and so there's where can people see the video if they want to watch this for themselves?
You could check it out at our website, which is vintagejazzduo.com. It's also on YouTube, Facebook, everywhere.
So I love it. So Sunday is, they're out together. Sunday wants to shop for an outfit for a big gig that they have. And so Jason here is kind of tapping his toes and looking at his watch while she's doing that. And then they go to the guitar store and everything turns around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's really a fun video. So check that out if you get the chance to do that. Let's hear another tune. What do you want to play next?
I think we're going to play the Sonny Bono tune, Bang Bang. It's from our new album.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember how we used to play. Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you'd hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. People came and that church bells rang just for you. Not what people sang. Sometimes cry. Didn't even say goodbye. Didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
That's Sunday and Mr. Gessel live from Studio A and a cover of Bang Bang. And, you know, as I was listening to that, I was thinking about how being an accomplished singer or guitarist isn't all about, look at me, look at my chops. That was such a beautiful, restrained, but just perfect interpretation of that song, you know?
Thank you.
I think that's how you can tell when people are really accomplished performers, is when they know how to perform without being showy about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially that, you know, your guitar, I think a lot of times, because you can show off if you want to. I think you've demonstrated that here in our studios, but you do such a nice restrained thing that just fits, you know, it fits Kate's voice so nice. It's
awesome.
Anyway,
oh, thank you.
Just an observation. Well, last time you were here, I always like to go listen back so I don't ask you all the same questions. Mm-hmm. And we found out, Jason, that you started playing classical guitar, right, when you were 9? Is that right?
Yeah, when I was 9, I had the opportunity. My mom just found me a great guitar teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin. So I was in Green Bay, and Dan was my guitar teacher, and he was a classical guitarist. So he taught me fingerstyle guitar and taught me, you know, how augmented chords sound different in diminished and major and minor, so all that ear training stuff real young in intervals. And he also taught me all the Bon Jovi and Poison and Motley Crue I wanted to learn back there in the late 80s.
You ever have to pull that out?
No.
I know you do. I know you do. Both of you do other projects and country and
yeah,
various things, but so you never had a hair band cover band. Okay.
No, have not since the early 90s.
So were you really excited when you were 9? You said, Mom, I want to learn how to play the guitar. Was that something that came from you?
Yeah, I was really excited really early on. There's photos of me with toy guitars pretending I'm a rock star when I'm 2 and 3, you know, with sunglasses, dancing, and, you know, trying to sing along with whatever.
Mm-hmm. Where are those photos?
Songs. And my mom kind of instilled in me early on that she wanted me to play music, because I grew up in a small town, and she's like, the only way you're going to get out of Maribel, Wisconsin, is if you become a musician. So something that most moms don't tell their kids is to learn to be a musician and get on the road. But she's like, well, you're not into sports, so you can't really stick around Green Bay. So she got me guitar lessons, and then I had a great band instructor who had a really good jazz program in my high school. So she introduced me to jazz when I was in middle school in 7th grade, and that opened up a whole new world that, you know, not once you go down that rabbit hole of jazz, you never stop studying. So.
And you went to Shell Lake Jazz Camp, which I didn't follow up on last time, I thought, how did I not follow up on that? Because I'm very curious. Tell me about Shell Lake Jazz Camp.
Oh, I learned everything at Shell Lake. it was everything a jazz camp would be. I started going there, I think, the summer after my 6th grade year. So I was going to be in middle school. And again, my band director is like, hey, you can go to Shell Lake. There's a little bit of, there's some band funds that you can apply for scholarships. And I was already really getting into guitar and jazz at that time. So my first week at Shell Lake, I was still into hair metal, and I went there with my pink guitar with yellow and blue splash paint. And the guitar director was like, is that a surfboard or a guitar? So, and then all the guys there that were playing guitar were just incredible. They were only a couple years older than me, and that's what really turned me on to jazz. I came back and bought a cheap hollow body guitar right after that. And then every year after that, I went back to Shell Lake. I also went to Birch Creek Jazz Camp over in Door County, and I'd go to Jamie Abersole Jazz Camp down in Chicago.
I guess I didn't know there were jazz camps for kids that age. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
really they start
wonderful.
In middle school and go through high school. I mean, there's even adult jazz camps now.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been to one since I was in high school. But
mm-hmm. Okay. And so how about you, Kate? When did you start wanting to sing, and was your family musical? I know your sister performs as well. We've talked about that.
Yeah. I came from a fairly musical family. My sister, Cammie McDonald, is just a huge influence and inspiration to me. We're actually in a couple of bands back in Seattle together. I've been singing ever since I could talk, and I really started getting into jazz when I started studying with Greta Matassa in Seattle. She's a wonderful international jazz singer and just phenomenal instructor. And studied under her for, maybe 7 years or so. And you know, just kind of played jazz on the side for many years. And then when I met Jason, I was like, let's do this. let's go on the road. Let's get people to love jazz everywhere.
Well, and it's been working out pretty well. You have several albums out, and you travel around.
Yep.
Yeah. can't complain. This is kind of living the dream here.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been doing this full time for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So even in Seattle and around the Pacific Northwest, we just play full time. So we average about 250 shows a year.
With this partnership?
With this duo.
In addition to your side projects?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Last year, I think I played 370 gigs.
What?
More gigs than there are days in the year.
Yeah. Wow.
That was a busy one last
yeah.
year.
Yeah. Seattle is full of wonderful musicians, and it's just so big and broad out there in the Pacific Northwest that there's tons of opportunities to play.
Well, and you have different abilities. You have abilities to do different styles, so.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just doing one thing. And
yeah.
So more opportunities there.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to wrap up with here?
Well, I think we're going to play Caravan.
Okay. We were tossing, doing a coin toss. Yeah, Caravan's good. Caravan. This is on the new album. It's Duke Ellington tune. It's one of our favorite songs to play. It's pretty fun.
Night and stars above the shines so bright. The memory of the fading light that shines upon our paradise. I'll sleep upon my shoulders as we creep across the sands so I can keep the memory of this caravan. Oh, 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 this is so exciting. You are so inviting. Yes, you're resting here in my arms as I thrill off the truth, the magic charms of you. Beneath the stars, beneath the blue, my dreams are never coming true. Inside this desert shoulders as we creep, creep, creep across the sands of whack and keep, 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 keep the memory of this caravan. Oh, Papa, this is so exciting. Is your resting here in my arms as I thrill after to the magic charms of you. Beneath the stars, beneath the blue, 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 my dreams of love are coming true, true, true. This is a caravan.
That is Sunday and Mr. Gessel live from Studio A with Caravan, another one from their new album, When You're Smiling. And tell me about that tune. I know I'm familiar with that one, but I can't remember like who does it. And
Louis Prima. Prima has a really popular version of that. Louis Armstrong as well. And I don't know. It just that song in particular kind of encapsulates like what we're trying to accomplish with what we're doing. We just really want to make people happy and smile and like kind of forget about, you know, maybe some of the bad stuff that's going on right now. We're just trying to keep things positive and keep people smiling. So that was why we wanted to call it that.
And I can't remember if we identified the melodica that you're playing there, in case people weren't familiar with that sound.
Yeah,
and you slip another little melody into the middle of that tune.
Did you recognize that one?
You know, I didn't, but I had read a I'm being honest. I read a review, and they said it was the Harlem Globetrotters theme. I'm like, that's where I know that from.
It's funny because it's actually sweet. It's Sweet Georgia Brown,
right?
The original song.
Sweet Georgia Brown. Yeah,
that's
true.
Harlem Globetrotters do the whistle.
Right.
That tune.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. It was one of those like, oh, that's so familiar. What is that? And then it's gone. And you know, I'm enjoying the rest of the song. That's great. The fun little thing that you threw in there. Well, again, you are playing tonight from 6 to 8 at the Spirit Room in Superior. And, looking forward to that. Glad you could make it back to these parts.
Yeah, thanks for having us in today, Christine.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and again, it is Sunday and Mr. Gessle. They have this a new album, When You're Smiling, and I'm guessing they will have those available at the show. So, ask about that when you go. Today's Live from Studio 8 was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.